All right, so the Sava Gavala's comments were much shorter this week, and this one is... Yeah, no, there's no... I mean, there were some other interesting pieces, but they're very... there's nothing like what we've seen in the past couple of weeks where he ties it into a much broader, bigger... Yeah. which I guess in many ways is not terribly shocking, but... here he has an interesting piece which... On one hand, is in some ways kind of nitty-gritty grammatical, but also it does seem to talk about a bigger idea as well. Where he's talking about the idea of an asata el ha'aron es ha'edus asher eitena alecha, that we're going to place the edus, which we would assume is the luchos. Rashi, however, says no, it's ha'torah nikres edus. Shehi la edus beinu beinefem. Morning. That it's referring to the Torah itself, the scroll, presumably. And targumos dusa, and the targum of Onkelos would be sa'adusa, or of edus in that sense, which sa'adusa is just literally testimony. Vimken sharshu od ayin vav dalet is the shoresh uval derech lashon chachmei atalmud. If that's true, if this is edus, that's the shoresh of this word, then it's being used the way it's used in the Gemara in terms of building the word, the construction of the actual grammatical construction. Shiasu shemus menache lamed hey, that they made nouns out of words that are kind of built in this Gezeiras Nachei Lamed Hei, which I don't know if that's right. I had to look this up because it also went over my head, and I Nachei Lamed Hei means Nachei refers to silent, and then Lamed, we kind of give nicknames for each of the three letters in a three-letter shoresh, is the middle. Well, it changes. The Nachei Lamed Hei, it will be, there are different categories of Nachei this, Nachei that. So, the first letter in the Lamed Hei is referring to which position is it? Is it the first letter, the second letter, or the third letter? So, you would just follow the word Pa'al, Pe'ayin Lamed. So, Lamed means the third position. And so, it means when your fundamental shoresh has a Hei at the end. So, Kana, he acquired. Would presumably be one of the examples here. There were two I put here under this. You can see there's the I just put underneath this paragraph Nache Lamed Hey, and then it might have to actually be corrected and say Nache Ayin Vav, so that when words that have Vav is the middle letter, the shoresh, which is what he goes and lists. Certain editions had different. Right, the shoresh that he gave us, though, ayin vav dalet, would be nachi ayin vav. In all the examples he gives, like gor, geirus, and evichen yomru min aid, aidus. And we say kasher le'edus, that you are kasher for edus. In Vainze Mishkal Lashon Ivri. However, this is not really how Hebrew works. That's, you know, Chazal used that in the Gemara, but that's not necessarily biblical Hebrew. I am not an expert, so I can't necessarily challenge him on that point or verify that. But Balon Nimsa Becholator Edus B'Malei Fum, which is a weird word, which apparently Rashi uses it. I put on here the Gur Arya quotes. Yeah, no, that's how the Gur Arya understands it. Yeah, because when you, it's what we would call a shurik, like edus, is saying it's just referring to the shape that your mouth makes, that it kind of takes over your mouth, it's a full mouth, because you're going the ooh, you know, the ooh sound. Right, it's an interesting reason. So the only time that we say that with edus for malay fum in beluchos, it's only by the luchos where we say. It doesn't say Eduz, so it doesn't... We'd have to look. It's in Parshas Vayikra where we have the mitzvah of being made. I didn't look there. It doesn't say Eduz. I think it might say A, but... Yeah, it says aid there. Who aid ura or yada in lo yagi v'nasa avono. You have to give aidus, and if you don't, you're no say avon. Fine. Here, Mishkana aidus, ohala aidus. All the times, but luchos it's aidus. Avala mitzvos nikraim aidos. The cholam. But whenever we talk about mitzvos, it says ha'edos, ha'chukim, ha'mishpatim, etc. Yeah, it's a different vowel at that point. It's full. Edos versus Edus. Oh, you were saying the word that he's using for it. Yeah. I mean, in our normal word, we would say it's Eduz is with a shorik and Eduz is with a chol. So he's going to explain what the difference is now. Eduzai zo alamdein. My Eduz, my testimony that I will teach them from Tehillim. Avechen kulam, and so to any other example that we could find. Hashem mitzvos me'idos al masha'era u'shahaya. Because mitzvos, you know, in a very fundamental sense, testify to what happened and what was. Which that line alone I found fascinating. It testifies. You could go through different mitzvos and talk about what it testifies to, but putting it in such a historical sense, I would have said, you know, it's more forward-looking, that we're doing it in order to get to a certain place, be it personally, communally, socially, whatever it is. And here he's saying, he might not even be denying that, but there's also this element that it testifies to, whatever, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, or what have you, which actually... tying into last week, he said that is kind of the pillar, the foundation, rather, of Judaism, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now he's framing all the mitzvot as being that, again, in a general sense. So he says, by mitzvot, it makes sense that it's Eidos, which would be, he seems to assume, is a normal way of using that shorash. Well, if it's testimony is inherently...
As opposed to
Eduz. Eduz.
What's the difference here? It says, it makes sense that for mitzvos it's Eduz.
Well, if I understood him correctly, he's saying Eduz with Malayfum is not the normal way of using this word. It can't really be the Shoresh. It can't be testimony. It can't be Eduz, that shoresh. There must be something else going on. Because we do see a dose, which is apparently the correct usage, referring to mitzvos, but not to the luchos. And it is that shoresh. Okay, therefore, nirei lefi pshuto shemilas edus b'malafum inna ande v'chale kesem. It seems like it's actually... this, I think, is just a phrase, Ade v'chaled kesem, referring to an adornment. That's what that term means, when we see it, eduz. So it's Mishkana eduz, Ola eduz. Kamo ade, which is from Yechezkel. And it's talking about giving jewelry, just in a very simple sense. I mean, what it means allegorically, what have you, is different, but just quite simply, it means giving jewelry to somebody. And Adi is my adornments. I'm giving you my adornments. Edya Mahar Chorev. We have later on in Shmos where whatever it was, the crowns, Edyam, that Klal Yisrael had. Shasharshan Adar, Adar, Menache Lamed Hey. And then, see, now it makes sense, because that's a different shorash than he pointed out earlier. And he gives us a few other examples. Kamo Mashorash, Geos, Ga'a, Geos Lavesh, in Tehillim, in Ga'avas Asa. It can mean Ada Edus. And so you can take the word Ada, that shorash, and turn it into Edus, Bumalei Fum. And it will make complete sense. And it's talking about an adornment. It's not talking about testimony. I think that, right. Yeah, I didn't look through all the different mepharshim, but I did look. Did he quote already? He's about to quote from the story of King Yoash in Melachim Beis. There, the mepharshim take sides. Some say, like him, that Edus in this context is adornment or jewelry. It's talking about some sort of royal garment. And others say, no, it's just the Torah, or, you know, it's which is what Rashi on our Pasuk in Chumash says. So, well, the pasuk doesn't actually say luchos. Does he say luchos? I said luchos, but maybe I misspoke. Okay. We're gonna get. Let's keep reading. V'chen nemar b'melech Yoash v'yitnu alav es hanezer ves ha'edus. So by Yoash, when they anoint or they crown him, after protecting him from Atalia. There it says they gave him the crown and the edus, which some mepharshim again say is a garment that was there to adorn him, in a royal garment, or others just say, no, it's the Torah. Shepshutohu adev kashut, shemiskashet gohamel, which in a simple sense, he's following those mepharshim that say it's adornment. A keshet here is... I don't know if you've come across that word. That's also just jewelry or adornment. In here, it's obviously a royal garment. V'nikru haluchos b'shem ade v'chale kesem legodel archon. Right, and I could not find who Ralash is, but he's quoting somebody else here. And this person is assuming this is haluchos, which at this point... Right, we didn't necessarily have a full Sefer Torah at this point. That it literally refers to jewelry. Yeah, no. And we obviously, regardless of how we understand this word, we do assume that the luchos were in the arm, and the shivrei luchos are, or maybe they had their own arm, but regardless, they're in the arm. and he's saying that they're called an adornment because of their tremendous value. That just as this ring has tremendous values and it's called an adornment, so too the luchos. Which is interesting, but also just connecting it to a ring, you could say, but the luchos are representative of that bris that we entered into at Har Sinai, whichever luchos we're referring to. And so too, just as you would give an adornment either at an engagement or at the chuppah, so too here, it's kind of the same idea. But the Torah... So Rashi... So that's tricky, because Rashi could just be using it in the way that the Safa Kabbalah says Chazal uses it. He's using it in, you know, the testimony sense. But that conjugation that they're using of Edus is not necessarily Mishkal Lashon Ivri, he says. It's not how we use Hebrew. It's right, no, for sure. I think he still is fooling me, but it's also tricky because also Rashi is saying it refers to the Torah. It's not even the Luchos at that point, seemingly.
I feel like even to put this, like, definition
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't even thinking in terms of what they were made out of, just the symbolic value of them. Right, I don't know. We'd have to look and see who Ralash is and see if we could find the whole piece. But I was assuming they just understood it in a very simple sense, that at this point, presumably all we physically had was the Lufos and not the Sefer Torah. And now he connects it to a few other statements. V'doma l'mama Rabbi Akiva Perek Aroe, and it's the end of Brachos. V'cha Hashem Agudola V'agvura V'tferes. Tferes, Zo Matan Torah. Rabbi Akiva says the word Tferes means Matan Torah, that there was this splendor. He said that's Matan Torah, just as now we're referring to the Lufos as an adornment. Or the Torah in a broader sense, however you want to view it. Valvis Natslu B'nai Yisrael as the Edyam, that when we had to remove Edyam. Pirsh Ralbag, Edyam hi HaTorah. Shiv Emes Adi V'Shlemus. This is referring to the Torah. That it, in truth, it is an adornment, and it is completion. V'tamo Asiru Tzvara Mitachas Ol HaTorah. And it means that we kind of removed ourselves from the yoke of the Torah. We stepped away from that relationship, from that covenant. And this was the great adornment and gift that was in our hands at that time from Har Sinai. And the Torah is called an adornment because it itself intrinsically is the very essence of beauty and completion and perfection. To the point where it's fitting to just follow the Torah by dint of the fact that it's the Torah and not for any sort of ancillary reason. And then he quotes Ralbag, that's the end of his quote from Ralbag. L'dati al derech ha-pshat nikra ha-Torah b'klal v'aluchos b'prat b'shem edus. So now he's going to say it could be either the Torah or the Luchos can fall under this category. And this one is a little... He's actually going to make it even maybe a little more confusing, believe it or not. Al Shem HaAzharos HaAsraos HaKesuvos Bo, because of the warnings and the warnings, the Azhara and Hasra that are written in it. Kol El Bein Mitzvah Tase, Bein Mitzvah Lo Tase, regardless of whether we're talking about a Mitzvah Tase or a Lo Tase. Gam Ala Ase Shayach La Hashem Azhara Lishmor Vela Asos. Kamosh Shayach Shem Mitzvah Al Mitzvah Lo Tase. Just as point being, you can have a warning by a negative mitzvah, by a positive mitzvah. Parshas Shoftim, Hisparer, Sheikar Horas, Shem Edus, Allah's Hara Vasra. And the real, like I say, he's going to make it more confusing, that the fundamental meaning of Edus is really a warning. V'emeskulu Pirushi Isnihu, B'milas Edus, B'bechinas Shomus. The truth of the matter is, everybody's right. All these different explanations are true and present in the word. Mitzad etzem amichtav hu azhar. The actual, the words on the page are a warning. And it, that's edus in that sense. Mitzad godel erch homram hem ade v'tachshi. However, the very value of those words, the symbolism of those words, and the real depth of those words, that is the takshi, the sorry, adornment. Yeah, I was trying to think of another word. I said adornment like 400 times, but yeah, there's only so many words. But and the takshi menenu nishma dibros elchai, and you know, because we heard this from God Himself at this point, at least the first two lufos, dibros, excuse me. And Edus Raya Cheshpina B'Yisrael. It's fascinating. Granted, the grammatical part which is why I try and avoid some of the more grammatical, because it just, I'm not such a master at grammar, and then it really gets confusing when he's saying stuff that just doesn't seem to add up, per se. But at the end of the day, saying both of them can be kind of in the same category. They can both mean a testimony of sorts. One is just testifying to the fact that there's a concrete warning or something that we have to follow. And then that very fact that we have that testimony is itself a top sheet, is itself an adornment, and a proof that there is the Shekhinah amongst us. I just threw in here at the bottom this little PDF, or rather picture, is from Eretz Tzvi, which is one of Rav Schechter's farm, and he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that the Eidus, meaning the Luchos, you had to have the Aron with the Luchos in the Beis HaMikdash in order for the Beis HaMikdash to have Kedusha. It's just a fundamental part. And then it becomes an issue, how in the second Beis HaMikdash did we have Kedusha? And he assumes that they were actually, according to the Rambam at least, they were just hidden away by Shlomo HaMelech, but they were still present, so we still had Kedusha. And then the corollary in all of our shuls, where we don't have Luchos, but it's still a Mikdash Ma'at, is the writing on the actual cloth of a Sefer Torah. So then, if that's true, you could tie it in, that it's kind of Eidus, that there is, that the Shekhinah is still amongst us, by just the fact that we have the Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh. For the Beis HaMikdash, or for... Right, you know, the stakes are slightly lower nowadays. Yeah. Okay, good challenge.